Chair. Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, as the Minister responsible for international trade for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I am pleased to address this august body. I wish to express deep appreciation to the government and the people of Kenya for their warm hospitality. Mr. Vice Chair, the Bahamas has made significant strides in its accession process and remains fully committed to a successful conclusion. Our ongoing engagement with the Accessions Division and a recent visit to the Bahamas by the Chairman of the Working Party have contributed much to advance the process. We will intensify our efforts to submit in the near future additional documentation to expedite the next meeting of the Working Party. The Government of the Bahamas is mindful of both the vulnerabilities of the Bahamian economy and the benefits of WTO membership. As a small developing archipelago, the Bahamas faces peculiar developmental challenges, including replicating infrastructure on 22 inhabited islands, regardless of size or population. The country is vulnerable to external shocks, hurricanes, and flooding, as demonstrated last October when Hurricane Yaquin devastated the livelihood of thousands of people in the central Bahamas. This presents economic challenges for the country. Access to foreign markets and attracting foreign direct investment is therefore crucial to the economic well-being of the Bahamas. Membership in the WTO, therefore, brings the stability and predictability conducive for trade and investment. Remaining on the fringes of the WTO system is no longer a viable option. As an acceding state, we believe that the Bahamas should not be required to make concessions that would constrain the country's development or require it to make commitments beyond those undertaken by similar countries in the Caribbean. Further, negotiations should be in accordance with the principles of special and differential treatment and less than full reciprocity. The process of accession remains a challenging one, given our limited capacity and resources. The Bahamas is largely excluded from eligibility for concessional loans and grants because of what is perceived as our relatively high per capita income. This measurement of development ignores practical realities of archipelagos like the Bahamas and does not truly reflect the peculiarities of the income structure of the country. Targeted financial, technical, and capacity building programs, including that of Aid for Trade, are important to assist developing countries integrate into the multilateral trading system. We therefore hope to see a successful conclusion to the Doha Development Agenda negotiations. Preserving a fair and inclusive rules-based system is fundamental to the integrity of the multilateral trading system. The Bahamas also maintains that the WTO can play a meaningful role in achieving the goals of the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Mr. Vice Chair, in closing, the Bahamas congratulates the Republic of Liberia and the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan on their accession to the WTO, and we look forward to being among those countries next welcomed into the WTO family. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Minister.